Welcome to the Random Task, where we are always random and never on task. Today it is the 28th of April, which is happy birthday, Rachel.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you are exactly, four months younger than me.
I stay 40 every year.
Yes, you do. So when I thought you were 29, you know.
I quit aging at 40.
You quit aging.
Did.
Yeah, I'm making up for it.
I'm 40 every year.
Or every year, that'll work. I'll just, in my mind, I'm like 25.
Right. I don't feel old at all.
No.
Like, I don't, like, I feel like I'm still, like, you know, like a teenager in high school, sort of.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I can lift this motherfucker. Next day, like, oh, my back was
right. Wrong. Next day, you're crippled.
Why can't I walk?
Because you lifted the refrigerator, sweetheart.
I had that Friday night. Tim and I were going to the bar for a beer. I'm like, God, what the fuck? My back is tweaked. And then I realized that all that Costco bin from Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I got this. I'll pretend I'm doing dead weights in high school.
Dude, you got to quit
and
that binge shopping.
Like, I know. And then it's like, fuck my back.
Right.
I turned on the heated seats and it worked.
Hey, it works, you know.
It helps,
does.
Yeah.
So I'm Superfly Nikolai. We got Ray Ray today.
Yay,
and the AAA is out of the building. She is feeling down today because of the weather and because it affects her nerve disorder. So Aggie, we love you. Yes. So anyways, today we are going to kind of wing it, but the subject of today is one-liners and great movies. Yeah.
See if we can guess them.
Yes. Right. Yes. Oh my God. Without saying names and
whatever. It's going to be weird just two now.
It is weird. But you know, we got this.
Yeah.
We can roll with it, man. We've done this before. We've got this. But I had to put one on here today, man. Like, I know I was going to take a break because of things, but man, you know,
I'm glad he didn't. I mean, I would understand completely.
No, and I
put it on hiatus for a little bit.
And I appreciate it. I mean, I need to stay busy.
Oh, I get it. Trust me.
You know, because my focus was in the wrong place.
Right.
You know, and now I believe my focus is in the right place.
Oh, good.
With, like, you know, because all it is a, you know, and I'll just say it right now, but I'll say it again later. Is like the other day. About 3 days ago, I was talking to you, but before I talked to you about it, well, actually, no, after I did, I prayed to God about I need to learn better patience, because my whole life that I was ever told something and I was patient for it, it never happened. So I always would just make my own way. And when I did it, I decided I don't need to be patient. I can do it right now because it's me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But of course, I prayed about it. And now I'm being tested by God for the patience. And you know what? I didn't realize that till today. Like, I was at my friend's house, and my buddy Stewie and his girlfriend, Franny's there, and like, it was just him. She was off dog sitting, but, you know, I was talking to him because, like, I was feeling kind of low, you know? I'm like, you know, I don't understand, blah, blah, blah. But now I understand that I asked for this.
I don't think you asked for this.
Well, I wanted more patience,
oh,
so I could
you.
Develop
I like,
it. So I kind of did ask
right?
for
in
it.
In a weird way, I guess.
Well, that's the only way I can really look at it. Because
I feel like that way like 5 years ago, because I was like, oh, I want the exciting husband. I'm like, oh,
right.
God, did I get the exciting
one? Right.
I was like, it wasn't the excitement I wanted.
Right.
God was showing me, like,
right.
Okay, girl, challenge accepted.
Yeah. You know, the person I'm dating, she has a lot of things that she's been through in her life, you know,
yeah.
And she needs to work through those.
Right, we all do. I mean,
yeah.
We all have those.
You know,
I get it.
And, you know, and to separate how we feel versus what she needs to work through are two different things, which I get that now.
Right.
You know, so it's like I will just work it out and I'll be here.
Aww.
And my feelings are not going to change at all. I might as well have just said the whole thing now. But that was like part of this. It's kind of like healing for myself, because I just, you know, if she is listening, I support it. I want you to be able to get through it to grow. Because if that's what it takes for you to grow, then hey.
And
that's
people,
necessary.
You have people that love you and care about you.
Yes, you do.
You know,
you
mean,
do.
Even me, if
yeah,
you
yeah,
need to reach out.
My friends love you.
Yeah.
They do, and I do very, 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 very much. You have no idea. So much so, I'll wait. I'll take the time you need. Just know I'm here. Really. Anyhow, that's what I wanted to say.
I'm gonna start crying. What the fuck? Like, it's you, not me. I was like, why am I gonna start tearing up?
It's because you can feel.
Because I've been through, I guess, something similar, sort of. It's just like,
yeah.
Oh my God, it's like, fuck.
But everything's gonna work out in the end.
Yeah, it will.
At least I have a 50-50 chance. And I can always hope for the positive 50% because I'm staying positive. You know, I'm not. I'm just giving her space. Let her work out what she needs to do, and I'll show support. And that's all I can do.
That is.
That's it. You know, and if that's what it takes for her to grow and grow with me, I would love it. You know, I'll wait. I mean, that's that. So, anyways, I've never been so sure about anything in my entire life. Like, really. Anyways. Enough of that, I guess, guys. I just had to get that out. Okay, so.
Movie stuff. I got a funny story.
Do it.
My Meyer story.
Yes, yes. Tell me about. Yes, you told me, but tell them. I don't
know how this is. So I'm driving through Meyer's parking lot in Stevensville.
Ooh.
You know how you drive like through like where the parking lot is and the stop signs?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you're creeping up there. You're going slow. And I stopped because I looked at my grocery list. I'm like, fuck, what do I need? You know,
all right.
I'm not paying attention. And this bitch, I look up, she's like, fuck you, fuck you. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck, lady? I lipped it to her. She's like, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Like, I just started laughing, and that pissed her off even more. And
yes.
I don't know when I got older, if I just have nothing to lose, I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, you don't.
I started doing, like, the hand puppets, like, blah, 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 back to her. That pissed her off. I was like, I was half tempted. Because she wanted to turn left, and I was blocking. I was tempted just to fucking stay there and block the bitch.
Dude, that just is to give her, epic.
But I know I would have to throw it out there, but I was like, no, dude. It's Friday. Let's keep the peace.
Right.
But what was so, like, I don't even have the words. Like, why did she have to be like that, really? It's like.
Oh, yeah.
That whole 10 seconds you would have sat there, you had to cuss me out.
It was 15 seconds of Karen fame.
I was like, I was looking at my grocery list, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The fuck, yo. Come on. Like, chill out.
I know.
She somehow made it about her.
I know. I was like, dying laughing. I was laughing through the whole store. I could not get it together.
That is so good. Hold on. Round of applause for the anti-Karen. All right. Cool. Well, you know, we are not alone. We do have the crows in here.
It was funny because she looked like she was like 25, maybe 30, so she was younger.
Oh, spoiled. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not necessarily because not all people are that. But if you're going to act that way,
right,
then obviously.
Like, your life is not that hurry that you got to be there.
Right?
Somewhere, you know?
Exactly. Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Chill the fuck out.
Right. Take a chill. Take a Xanax and calm the fuck down.
It was so,
you know,
funny, though.
Or throw her some Midol and Reese's peanut butter,
like,
cups.
She was really she was really swearing. I'd be like, fuck, fuck, baby. I was like, what?
Dude.
I had to laugh. I'm like, I'm sorry. I just started laughing. That was my first response.
You know what you should do? And I just said, literally said this. You should buy, like, stock in, like, Midol and Reese's peanut butter cups. And if somebody does that, it could just throw each of those at them and say, here, don't leave us alone.
I will carry,
you know,
that in my car.
That'd be great.
From now on, just so I can throw a candy bar at the bitch.
Right. Like, eat this and shut up.
Snickers not go anywhere for a while.
That's right. You eat a Snickers because you're not you when
you're hungry.
Better.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's
better.
What her problem was. She'd probably go to Big B next door.
Like, here, have a Midol and a Reese's because you're not you and you're cramping. Better?
That's awesome, dude.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
I didn't think of that, Freddie. Damn it.
I'm sorry. My bad.
I'm going to start taking some of these candies.
I mean, no offense to anyone at all. I'm just talking about this lady who was bitching
she
out
was
my friend.
Angry at me.
The Chris Farley thing? Angry.
I wanted to block her in. It was so funny.
Well, you should have did it.
I know.
You should have did it. You should have fucking did it because fuck them. That's why.
Yes, exactly.
If you're
going
to act
you.
Like a Karen, you deserve to be
yes,
treated like
you.
A kid. It's like, would you like the Flintstone phone? And they pick it up. Yabba dabba do. I like talking to you. Sorry, that's a Simpsons thing. So I blew that one, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I was speaking
anyways.
Of blowing one.
You said blow.
That sound right. So last
shut
weekend,
up, Davis.
Tim and I went to this wedding anniversary for his friends, and we went to the bar afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And they had an 80s festival that weekend, so people were dressing up. Like, there was a women like Hulk Hogan.
Uh-huh.
What was that python guy from wrestling?
Oh, Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah, and then somebody else, another girl dressed. Anyway, and one guy, we're trying to guess who the fuck he is, and he's taking pictures with, like, the family of the people having
yeah.
the wedding.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
I think it's because I had my phone next to the
oh,
microphone.
I, was like, I
watch.
Took my phone away,
watch.
Too. Oh, okay.
No shit.
I was like,
I just figured that out. That is so,
oh
wait.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Hold on. Yep.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Sorry about the technical
so
difficulties.
Anyway, this guy had a black wig on, like, long curly wig.
Yeah.
And he had, like, fake tattoos right here. And we're trying to guess who he was. So he's taking pictures with the family and stuff and friends that we're with. And Tim's like, oh my God, are you Milli Vanilli?
Milli Vanilli, though?
And the guy was so fucking mad. He walked out of the picture. And he's like, I'm Slash. He's like, I'm Slash.
No.
I was like, no, you're not Slash.
No way.
I was dying. I'm like, you just called him Milli Vanilli?
Yeah. And he wanted to blame it on the rain.
I know. He was so pissed. He got right out of the fucking shot. And like, went, pew.
That is so great. I'm telling you what. He was that mad. I'm supposed to be Slash. Where's your top hat, like, motherfucker?
That's what Tim said. He's like, why didn't he wear the top hat?
All right.
Then we would have probably known.
Yeah.
I was probably. I was like, I thought it was like a Prince.
Prince would have had the floofy thing on and been like Dave Chappelle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the whole thing, you know? You know. Was it Purple Rain? Yeah. And what's the songs from Batman? Trust, oh, do ya? You know?
Oh, my God. So one of the guys in the group, it was funny as fuck, one of his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So the Hulk Hogan chick walks out of the bar with her friends. And he's like, rip your shirt like the Hulk does.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God.
No, he didn't just say that, but it was so fucking funny. I was like, oh, my God.
Do you remember the guy's name?
No, but he was such a hoot. So the guy had seven brothers, and they were all there.
Damn.
And it was so much fun.
His parents were busy.
Oh, no shit. The one that was celebrating his 20th wedding anniversary was actually the baby of the group.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it was funny. All these brothers. Rip your shirt, Hulk Hogan.
That is great. That is fucking brilliant.
I was like, I want to go to this 80s night next year.
Dude, I want to go to this shit.
I asked Marty if she'd be interested. Fuck. I was like, I'm like, we got to get tickets, though. But I actually like it because I was reading up on this, the festival. They actually started this festival because their mom loved the 80s so much, and she passed away of cancer.
Yeah.
So they started this thing for their mother in memory of her. I'm like, I thought that was cool, and maybe one attendant next year.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? That's cool, though. Yeah. Like, 80s nights are cool. I am a through and through 80s child.
Oh, yeah, man. Definitely.
I would have to dress like Depeche Mode in all leather.
You would, too. I don't know who I'd go as. I'm not sure. I'd have to think about it.
Oh, I'd do it.
Go as Madonna with the cones.
Right. Start singing, what is that song?
Rachie, don't preach.
There you go. Oh, my God. Fuck.
I'm in trouble. Because I made up my mind. I'm leaving my baby.
Yes. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we got Madonna in here. That is fucking brilliant. I love it. I love it.
You can't touch this. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
afterwards?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I'm too legit.
I gotta be sure to have, like, the fucking details for all this.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying? All right.
I'm saying.
Okay. They know what you're saying. Sorry. We do have three people in here. We have the crow in the back, yeah, man. He's chilling. He's my critic, man. If I ask him, I'm like, hey, what do you think of that, buddy? He's like,
he's a hard critic. Oh my
he
God.
Is, man. He doesn't say much
he's
other
so
than
mean.
This.
He's worse than, what are those critics in the Hollywood East?
Movie critics?
No, the two guys.
Siskel and Ebert.
Yes,
yeah.
Siskel and Ebert. Why can't I think of shit, too?
Or about, I'm Jay Sherman. I'm the critic. Remember that shit?
No.
Oh, my God. It was on The Simpsons also. Oh. And he had, like, the guy that was supposed to be Schwarzenegger. His name's McBain. He's like, I just realized you insulted me. Now you will die.
Oh, my God.
I know. That actually sounded pretty good.
Yeah,
dude. I could not believe I talked like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm going to pump you up.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Have you seen the Arnold Schwarzenegger commercial where he's the insurance?
Yes.
Neighbor.
Why?
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I am saying neighbor.
California.
I am saying neighbor.
I'm going to say the neighbor. It's not the tumor. What movie is that from?
Kindergarten Cop.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
All right. Cool.
Girls have a vagina. Boys have a penis.
Thank you.
I love that one.
Thank you for
that movie.
Oh, yeah. Was it, our mom says that our dad's a real sex machine. was great.
I have to watch that movie again. I haven't seen that in so long. Actually.
Dude, that is the most brilliant shit ever.
It was. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Then it has, like, the dad in there. He's all freaking out. Dominic, you know.
Right.
And then the mother, she was a psycho hose beast. Not Penelope, what's her face, but the mother of
the
dad.
The mother of the dad.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, God, I forgot about her. Yeah.
Dude, she was fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Like, seriously fucked up. Like, I'm going to kill you. What was Arnold Schwarzenegger's name in that? Mr. Kimball. That's
yes.
it. Oh, I
Mr.
get points.
Kimball, yep.
Hell yeah. Mark me down for one, please. Oh my god, no, I keep it score, fuck, I don't fucking know.
I don't know either, that's awesome.
Yeah, dude, I just, hey, first movie, I figured Kindergarten Cop, it's just kind of random, because that's what we are. Yes, Mr. Kimball, are you alright?
What did that lady say?
You hurt the kid, I hurt you.
Wasn't she sick, that lady that was supposed to be originally doing it? That's why he took over?
Yeah. She had food poisoning because she ate, like, food from the gas station and was ill.
What'd she say? They're going to eat you alive.
Oh, yeah. She's like, they're going to eat you alive. Yes. That movie's great, man.
I know. That is a blast from the past.
It is. That and Home Alone was amazing. Yeah. Like, who? I mean, dude, that's a movie that when people mention it, the first thing they think of is the whole, thing. Kevin! You know?
Kevin!
The mother and the what, sticky bandits, wet bandits, dry bandits. Who gives a fuck? They're bandits.
Those are so funny.
They are. But, like, I think my favorite scene in that movie is when Marv is walking up the stairs and it's, like, all got tar on it. So he loses his shoes. And then he loses his socks and he steps on that nail. Looks at his foot and is all, all the way down.
I know.
Just yelling. It's consistent. I mean, I used to watch it on, like, repeat a lot.
I know.
Yes, I got
like,
no
Harry,
wife.
Why are you dressed? Why the hell are you dressed like a chicken?
Right? Oh, it's so
he's
good.
Got all that tar and feathers.
Do you guys give up or are you thirsty for more?
Never! Oh,
fuck yeah, dude. This is great. Oh, man. Okay.
I'm coming up! Boom, boom, boom. They're on yes.
Oh, right in the... You know, whatever he says. I mean, I don't know. So let's try these German chocolate cupcakes you got here.
Really
wait a minute. I gotta make a video of this. Because I'm putting it on our page. Because why the fuck not?
Right.
I'm doing it. Get over it.
Yes, get over it.
Yes, get over it. Okay. All right, now, so let me hit record here da-da-da-da, without making noise. Oh, I got it on my phone. Oops. Hey, that's actually pretty tasty. Hold on a minute.
Your phone?
It has German chocolate. Give me a break.
He's eating his phone now.
That's right. Grab me a Snickers, because you're not yourself when you're hungry. Better? Better.
I didn't know smartphones could bake. Yay.
No, but you can. Thank you. All right, here we go. This is the German chocolate challenge. Well, it's not a challenge. I'm just eating it. So let's see how it is.
I guess they're homemade, like made from scratch.
Who made them?
The lady that made their wedding cake on the fly.
Oh, these are good. Oh, my God.
I know. That's what I said. Like, in the middle, I was like, oh, my God.
Bruh.
It's so moist.
That's what she said. Fuck.
But yeah, well, I was like, eating it last night. I was like, God, that's so good. I almost heard her moaning. I was like, fuck.
That's what she said.
Like, it was so good. I was like...
Sorry.
Because usually, like, cupcakes are sometimes dry.
I got a mouthful. That's what she said.
It's not dry.
That's all. I'm going to choke on this damn thing. That's also what she said.
And you're choking on your nuts, too.
Shut up!
Because there's nuts in
there. This ain't fair.
God.
It's so chewy.
Oh, my God. I hope she doesn't say that.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Oh, it's so chewy.
All right, peanut gallery.
It's like Laffy Taffy. I'm just kidding.
My God. Woo. That was good.
Damn, are you having sex or having a cupcake? What are you doing over there?
Maybe both. No, man. No. No, no, no. There
I
is
think,
a dish.
I think that's advertising for these cap cups. Cupcakes.
Cap cups.
Cap.
From now on, they're cap cups.
Cape cups. I don't care what it's again. What
they're
K cups?
K cups? I don't know.
KY cups? What?
Oh, no. Astroglide, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Boy, we always make this sexual.
I know.
That's okay, though. It's funny. Fuck yeah. Oh my God, we are nuts.
Yay!
Ding! Sorry. Ding, what the ding, fuck ding, am ding, I doing ding, here? Ding. Damn it, I'm losing like my.
At least we won at something.
I guess. We're winners, damn it.
Yes,
I don't care what
winners.
Anybody says. We are winners.
Is that a movie? It sounds like a movie line.
It needs to be.
We're winners.
We are winners, man. Hey, look. I recorded me eating
oh
that damn
God,
thing.
Oh, you dork.
I did. Fuck it. I don't even care. I'm putting it online. I want people to see it. All right. German. Oh, I'm going to put cap cups. No,
cap
cupcakes.
Cups.
Cupcake was bombtastic. That's what I'm putting
yes,
it on.
Yes, it was.
Hell yeah.
That was, they were really good.
Fuck yeah, man. I mean, yeah, you heard me over here like, bah, 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 you know,
I'll
trying to
give
talk.
You a couple to take home to Aggie, too.
Yeah, that'll work. She'll eat them.
Unless you eat them on the way home.
No, dude. No. Not I, man. Not I. All right, so what do you got for a liner that I could try to guess?
I'll start with an easy one.
Okay.
You got knocked the fuck out.
Give me that goddamn money. It's Friday.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Testing my knowledge.
All right. What you got?
What do I got?
Oh, do you want me to go again?
Yeah, do one more, okay. And I'll think of one.
I feel the need for speed. Ow. Oh, come on.
Fuck. I feel the need for speed, right?
Yeah.
Damn it.
And they high five.
Top Gun, that's right. Damn it. Womp, 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 womp.
It's my favorite movie of all time, goddammit.
Hey, look, man. I'm sorry.
You don't leave me home alone with, like, surround sound in that movie. Oh, God.
Well, all right, Janet Jameson.
No, I'm not going to be sitting on the speaker, I swear.
Oh, I was going to do that one. Fuck. Damn it. Well, you win. We're done here.
Oh, so we were riding.
Good night, everyone.
We were riding the motorcycle today, and he dropped a gear. I'm like, what gear? I was like, what gear is that? Because I'm almost done. He's like, oh, my God. I was like, keep it just like that.
Rev it a little more. Oh, no. That's the stuff. Oh, fuck.
That is so funny.
You are insane.
Oh, God.
I love it. You're insane.
You ready for this one?
Yes.
It's not a purse. It's a satchel.
Oh, fuck. Damn it. I know this.
I've got Skittles in there.
Skittles in there. Fuck.
It's
me.
Not a purse. It's a satchel. It's the same movie.
It's Top Gun.
No.
I was talking about your motorcycle ride, and all of a sudden we took a hard left turn into the woods. So
it's The Hangover.
The Hangover. I haven't watched that movie like
I know,
all the
I
way
love
through.
That.
But did you die?
I could have said that one.
No points for Nick. All right. Oh my gosh. All right,
you'll get this one.
Okay.
Just tap it in.
Just tap it in. Tap, tap-a-roo. That is Happy Gilmore.
That movie is awesome.
Yes. All right, what is it? Hold on. Oh, shit. I'm thinking of one that.
How about a nice set of Hooters you got there?
Oh, yeah, that's Dumb and Dumber.
Woo, you got it.
Or what is it like? Hey, did you hear? I graduated from college. Yeah, just shy of a decade.
Like, Tommy Boy!
Yes! There we go. That's the only one I could think of, man. Offhand.
I had something else in there for Tommy Boy, I think.
Right here at Callahan Auto. You know, Dan Aykroyd, he's on there. He's like, sorry to hear about your old man. Hell of a guy. Hey, kitty. Ooh, Emily, you are fat. Kitty! Aww. There's the cat. Look, she went by you. Emily. Emily, she's got her ears back, like flinging her tail. She's like, fuck off. Was she?
Yeah, she threw up all over the carpet a couple times.
Uh-oh.
Like, so she's been laying low, I think.
Did you eat too much?
She went outside yesterday, so I don't know if she got into something she wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, she got some booty.
She's used to that.
Right? She's like, I am sore. All you want out, Ems?
Hang on, I just shut the damn door.
It's all right. It gives me time to think of something.
Okay.
Fuck. Oh, dude, this one's like a dead giveaway if I even do it, so I'll wait, though. But I'm still going to do it. All right, cool. I'll wait for you to get back so you can actually get this one. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Hey, maybe I'll give you a call sometime. Is your number still 911?
Oh, God.
All righty, then.
Oh, God, Ace Ventura? Okay.
You got it.
I was like, oh, God. What do you say? All
you got
then.
It. And then have a little cannibal corpse going, <"Ur-ur-ur-ur."> you know, and he's in there bouncing. Excuse right. me, it's Frank here. Thank you. You know. What do you say, man, dingo? I love that
Jesus.
Shit. Fucking love that, man. Oh, yeah. Woodstock. Hey, there's a lot of equipment for a civilian. Ronald Camp, the billionaire. Yep. You're going to find Jimmy Hoffa if you ride the humpback whales. Gravy. Sorry,
what
I'm done.
What the hell was that?
Ace Ventura.
Was it?
I keep
like,
going.
I don't remember that one. I was like,
he's like, I'm training to see dolphins. You want to talk to the dolphins? You talk to me.
I forgot what. I love what when you know he's like, I'd like to ask
oh, wait
you
a minute.
A question.
I got to record this
I'd
one.
I'd like to
man.
Ask you a question.
The whole, you know. You can quote them. That's what he did. It's great, man. I'm telling you. It's fucking awesome. Like, it's just awesome. Okay, hold on. Okay, here we go.
How
so
awesome
now I can be silly.
It?
It's so I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead yet.
Oh damn!
kidding. You know, the whole Ace Ventura thing was all, well, you can quote them. I like that. I did that just so I could record it. So sorry, it's double, guys. Anyways. You guys are so crazy. All right, so we got.
You guys, it's just you. I'm like, you guys are so crazy. Oh, my God.
Oh, I got one for you. Hey, you guys.
Oh, I just watched the Goonies. Yeah. We watched it upstairs, actually.
Yeah. That's right, man.
I know. I love that movie so much.
Down here is our time. It's our time down here. Yes. It's all going to be over. We'll go up Troy's bucket.
Andy, you goonie.
Goonie.
That's the part where he left off it. When she returned a sweater.
I got chocolate candy. He's like, ah. Fucking guy, man. Sloth.
Baby
Sloth. Love chunk. Ah. Yeah. I know.
Kids suck.
Dude, oh my God.
That old mom, that grandma, whatever, the mom. Yeah. Whatever the fuck she is, I don't know. She's like, kids suck.
It's like this. This is supposed to be water. It's wet, isn't it? Drink it!
yes, sure. Yes, ma'am. They're all like, fucking up. Thank
you. Well, you got the bathroom. Can't you hold it? Well, no. This is not quite really the place I'd go to the bathroom. And why? Because they're like, dead things, Mikey. Dead things. Oh, my God. No, oh, this is great.
I love Mouth. He's so funny.
Oh, dude. What is this? Wait.
I love when he spits all those jewels out. And she's like, oh, my God.
Right, oh, yeah. Ahead. Was like, what is this, a nuclear Saturday or something? Come on, guys. This is our last weekend together. Our last Goonie weekend.
This is our time down here. This is our time.
That's right. It's all over if we go up in Troy's bucket. Fucker. I'm telling you. Dude, it's such a good movie. There's so many.
Do the truffle shuffle. Do it.
Do it.
I love that part so much when he does the truffle shuffle.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, you got to have the truffle shuffle.
Do it.
I
don't know what he does.
He makes the Rube Goldberg machine go off. Oh. Fucking classic, I'm telling you. Really good. Okay.
Good stuff.
Good times, man.
Hell yeah.
And we're like, here's one for you.
Okay.
Make a wish. I already did. It came true.
16 candles.
Yeah!
Nailed
it! Got it! No shit! Molly
actually,
fucking Ringwald, man.
I actually had one from that one.
Do like, you?
What did I have it? It's basically, can I borrow your panties for 10 minutes? Remember when he says that to her?
Yeah. Yes.
That's a weird question. Can I borrow your panties for 10 minutes? I love that movie. Oh, my God.
Dude, it's a good movie.
Yes, it is.
Do you remember the whole Johnny Five Alive?
Oh, I love Short Circuit.
Yes.
Yo, laser.
What's another one?
Your mama was a
snowblower. Yes. Fuck yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. There you go.
Oh, God.
Oh, she gets the bell every time it rings. Every time. God damn it. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. What's that one?
Oh, my God. I have the cup.
It's a Wonderful Life.
I know. It's on my fucking cup that Marty gave me. I'm like, oh, it's one of my favorite movies, too.
Minus one. No, we're not keeping score. I'm just fucking with her. But it kind of just like spontaneously happens. Like the movie Scrooged. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Will you please quit the goddamn hammering now? Oh, that's nice. Get the nurse. Oh, that shit is great, man. It's like Lou Hayworth, your old boss and your friend, but you're dead.
What's this one from? Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
Oh, my God. That's Wayne's World.
No, it's Bill Murray saying it.
Oh, yeah. Well, Wayne's World, anyway, has it on there, too. This man has no penis.
It's Ghostbusters.
Oh, it is. That's right. He does because of that guy.
I was watching the clip like, oh, that's a good one.
Hold on. I failed. Wait. All right. There we go.
Wayne's World said this man has no penis.
That it did. But it's like, what is it? He blows goats. I have proof.
Oh, I forgot about that part.
That's right.
When he's reading the cue cards.
Yes.
Shaw.
Yes. Swing. Oh, there's a part in Wayne's World 2 where it has Chris Farley in there.
I will bow down to no sponsor.
That's right. And it was a contract or not. I will not bow down to any sponsor. Oh, I got to do that for, like, the people.
I forget. What's the part where he's, like, doing the aspirin? It's, like, something that everyone.
Oh, it's Nuprin. Little, yellow, different.
Ah.
Yes, I remember that fucking commercial from back in the day. Yes, I'm old.
I'm trying to. The one, like, Kirstie was doing, he was, like, he had his feet up on the desk and go like this.
Oh, he's wearing the Reebok stuff. Yes. He's like, people just do things because you're getting paid. Yes, and that's really sad. It's like, it's almost, it's giving me, hey, here, take two of these. Ah, Nuprin. Little, yellow, different. Oh, my God. Remember the other day we were talking about, like, roll-on deodorant? I showed you Aerin Extra Dry. Yeah. Talk about fucking nostalgic.
That was.
It was, man. I mean, damn. Like, I didn't realize I still made that shit.
I didn't either.
That's like Aquanet. That shit can kill a bee in mid-flight. Like, for real. But it'll make your hair, like, totally big like it was in the 80s and such.
Right.
In the 90s, we kind of just wore our hair, whatever. And then, like, in the late 90s, everybody frosted that shit. You know, they just did. It was like Sugar Ray meets NSYNC meets Backstreet Boys meets new metal. I mean, that's how it was, man. Because they wear JNCOs and fucking like skater shirts, and it was a cool time.
Yes, it was.
It was, and cool movies.
Very cool movies.
Yes. So, now I got another one for you.
Okay.
You know, you could put someone's eye out with that thing. I'll give you a hint. I did the movie earlier. But it's a sequel.
Like, it's not Christmas Story?
No.
Ace Ventura?
Yeah.
I gotta say part two.
It is! It's When Nature Calls.
Oh, got ya.
It's in the beginning. It's like, what about the animal cargo?
So long. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I do not know how I'm doing this right now. But I'm doing it.
Movie lines are easy to remember, though.
But they have to come to, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, in a situation. You know what
definitely.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I can look all day and blah, 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 but I think I do them better if I, like, just all of a sudden I think, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, blah, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
So.
I think of them all the time, like, especially when I'm out with people, like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, I know you have some.
Oh, I have lots of them.
Hook it up. Let's see if I can get it. Well, this is where I win or lose.
Okay, so, well, I've got to save my ass.
Yeah, I know.
We just talked about this week.
Okay.
Shrek.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. One. I suck. Next.
Was your vagina drunk?
I don't know.
It's Seth Rogen.
Knocked
up.
Knocked up. Motherfucker. Dude, I was stoned when I watched that. Pineapple Express is a good movie.
Love that one.
See, I like old movies and shit. Like, okay, I know those.
This is an old one.
All right.
I'm gonna tear you apart and your friend too.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
And he goes, he spits his drink out.
Oh, I don't know. What is it?
Oh my God. Coming to America.
Oh, with Eddie Murphy.
Yes. Yeah, I've never seen Arsenio Hall.
And Arsenio. It's that lady that was. You remember the Arsenio Hall show?
Oh, yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Talk about simulating jacking off in midair. Jesus, Lord, and above the shoulders though.
You should get this one.
Okay.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Oh my God, this is Talladega Nights though. Ooh. Oh yeah, I piss excellence.
Okay.
All right.
Fuckers, fuckers, fuckers.
American Pie, is it? Two?
Yes.
Yes! Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah!
You can't jump out of the bed.
I'm Steven Stifler, and I have an 11-inch penis. Around. Think about it. Love it.
No.
So, who would you sleep with? How many people do you sleep with this summer? Wouldn't you like to know? Fuck yeah, yeah, I would! Yes!
I love that part.
Oh, fuck yeah, I love it.
This one you probably won't get.
All right.
Fuck by the green weenie again. If you get this one, I'm going to give you all the candy in the pot.
All the... Give me at least one hint. Wait.
It's got the word head in it.
I don't know.
It's like a jar head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're all about plane flying overseas.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
He's like, I bet about you would promise something like a pussy or something. Like that. He's like, fuck by the green weenie again. I'm like, I love that line. It's green. So funny.
I'm using that, man. Fuck by the green weenie.
I use it all the time. It's like, oh my God, it's my favorite line.
I got you a line from a movie, okay? Suck me sideways.
All I can think is suck me beautiful. Suck me sideways.
Yeah.
I can't remember. What.
Dumb and Dumber.
I can think of Suck Me Beautiful.
No.
From American Pie.
Because I know he goes up to the house and he like parks the limo and he's like, whoo, suck me sideways.
I love how he's like, I fell off the jet lag.
You sold my dead bird to a blind kid?
Oh, Petey! I forgot
what he
Pretty Bird.
Oh my God. thought he was just real quiet. Brr, bung, with this current affair shit. Oh my god. Do we need that sound effect? Hold on. I'm doing this shit because I'm doing it. I am. Dude, I saved it on my YouTube because I was going to do this one day. Oh my god.
Today's
I gotta do
the
it.
Day.
It is. Now, you know, and I'm going to make it with the, hold on, intro. There it is. Motherfucker. Okay. You know, he was like, I just thought he was real. Hold on, I hope there's no ad.
Oh, shit. It's okay.
Yes! I'm going to do it one more time.
Oh, the current affairs.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Oh, but, I got to, hold on. Let's turn it up a little bit. Da-da-da. Okay, go back. Ready? He's like, but I just thought he was real quiet. Yes, this is a current affair with Maureen O'Boyle. I remember that shit. Oh my god. Okay, I'm done.
Well, that was it.
Yeah, that's you know, the music. Right. In between things, he was duped into buying a dead parakeet.
Like, the whole scene.
Oh, you want me to do the whole scene?
Where
I can do that.
The kid was just so sad.
We're gonna go to Providence, Rhode Island, where a boy was duped into buying a dead parakeet. I just thought he was real quiet. Wait. There we go. There, I finished it. There's the scene.
Rest
there you go.
Rest in peace, Petey.
This is a current affair. This shit's been on like 6 o'clock every day.
I know. I forgot about this show.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh my god. I love that show. I watch all reruns of that shit. I have no fucking life. I swear to god.
Was it just news? I'm like, what was it about?
Yeah,
I mean,
it was like news.
I was really
and
little when I came on.
It was like stories. I think that like you could report,
right?
But they didn't because it didn't. I don't think like national news deemed it real important.
Worthy.
It was more personal stuff.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know what I mean? But they also had like, you know, celebrity stuff, blah, 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 you know.
Right.
Things sure. of that sort. Well, actually, I do have a life now. I mean, I have a career now, which is great. And, you know, the other I'm waiting for. So, anyways. Man. Anyways. All right, let's go. What do you got? Before I play a current affair again.
Glowing, yeah, chicka chicka.
I don't know.
Super bad.
Soup fucking.
McLovin.
McLovin.
I surprised you to catch up with that. Like,
dude, McLovin. That is so great. Have you McLovin though?
You should get this one.
All right.
Do you understand the words that come out of my mouth?
Oh my god, I've heard this. Oh my Jesus Christ, why can't I?
No one understands the words that are coming out of your mouth.
No one understands. Oh my god. Is this Rush Hour?
Yes!
All right! Yes!
Like Chris Tucker.
I pulled that one straight out of my ass. That's Chan. What she said.
Oh, not Chan.
Jackie Chan.
Is it Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
Chan? Okay.
Did you say, like, Chan what?
I was going to say the Chan Man.
The Chan Man, no.
No. I was like, it's not the Chan Man, is it?
Maybe. It is. It was Jackie the Chan Man.
I'm going to call him the Chan Man. I just coined him.
Dude, it makes me think of like some weird like rap song, Jackie the Chan Man with the master plan. You know, I don't know. I can't rap. Fuck. I don't care. I make podcasts and music, but I don't rap. So, Usher Raymond. Sorry, I had to bring that one back.
God.
Who's that quote by?
What was it? Don't quiz.
Usher. Whenever somebody was an Usher, I'd go.
Oh, I forgot about Usher. Usher. Usher the Gusher.
Sorry.
Every time I hear Usher, I gusher.
Oh, my God. Oh, what do you guys think?
Oh.
Me too. All right. Sorry.
Gushing.
Oh. Usher the Gusher. Does he make you a blusher, too?
I love his song. He does called Climax. Oh. We've reached the climax.
He sings about shit half the guys can't even achieve.
I think I got more in high school than his stuff. Oh,
my God. Oh, my God, dude. I tell you what, I'm looking. Now you got me looking back at my life, and I'm just disappointed.
He was a bad influence on the people.
Listen.
You make me want to leave the one I'm with.
USHERRAYMOND. Dude, every time you even mention stuff like that, I look back at my life and I think how fucking disappointed I am at myself.
She likes it my way.
Dude, Keith Sweat got people laid, yo.
Oh my god.
Nobody.
I know.
I like Twisted.
Oh, he got me
got
twisted.
Got me twisted in you.
Oh, yes.
Dude, that is like my favorite R&B
shit. I used
shit.
To love LSG. Have you ever heard
oh,
of
it? Oh, yeah. My body all over your body. Where is it like, what is it?
God.
Oh, my God.
We should talk
my
about
body's feeding for you,
yes.
baby. Let me call you up.
Songs.
You know, it was like 9-1-1.
Then you got that Belle Biv DeVoe song, Do Me.
Oh, dude. God, we're old.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you and me.
Ooh.
Isn't that Belle Biv DeVoe too?
No,
that's
Color Me Bad.
Color Me Bad. Yep, Color Me Bad. But push it real good. There you go.
That's a different one.
That's a different one. What was that? It's my prerogative. Tell me why. Who is that?
Bobby Brown.
Fucking right, man. I will give you bonus points if you can tell me the band he was in.
No.
New Edition.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
No, shut the fuck up.
Because guess who else was in that band? Belle Biv DeVoe.
Oh.
And another guy. I don't know who his name is. It's kind of like Wham. You know George Michael and the other dude?
Oh, I forgot about that.
I know. I never want to dance again. It's guilty. Feet ain't got no rhythm. I can't sing. I'm fine. I'm doing my thing, you know?
Should I did no like George Michael's song later on. He did it like Faster Love.
Have
you heard that song?
Yes.
Oh, that was really good.
Yes.
Ooh, that was sexual.
Then you got Stephen Winwood singing, "Give me your higher love."
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
Remember that song?
Yeah, but that's not really that
or
sexual.
Or what about, "The heat is on, it's on the street." You know, the heat is
on. Oh, my God.
On. Oh, no. How
about, "She's my cherry pie."
Oh, that's Warrant, isn't it?
I was thinking sexual songs back from the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Open up and say Oz an album.
Oh, oh God.
I think Dr.
Feel Good.
That's right. Gonna make it feel all right. Oh, my God. Yeah. Motley Crue, dude. Jesus.
Girls, girls, girls.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
That's
right.
Girls, girls, girls. I recommend anybody go to fucking Crew Fest if you can.
Dude, I went and seen their retirement tour, one of the six they've had.
Love that. Oh my God.
Dude, me and a girl I dated in Nashville went and seen it. And it was
awesome.
It was badass. We were in row 104.
Molly Crew concerts are so awesome.
We were in row 104 at the Bridgestone Arena, and I could see Tommy faces.
I know, they're never boring.
No. But Vince Neil, like, he was good then, but yeah, you could barely hear him.
Oh, really?
I had to be in some technical difficulty on either. I think it was on Bridgestone because, I mean, I could, but I couldn't hear him. But yeah, I could hear Mick Mars. He fucking rocked.
Aww.
And Nikki Sixx and Tommy Lee, dude. And I saw Alice Cooper that night.
Oh, okay.
Dude, Alice Cooper kicks fucking ass.
That would be.
Oh, it was badass.
All I can think is Waves of Feet. No. Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah. They played that.
I know.
And the female guitarist was with him, the Nita Strauss, I think.
Oh,
her name
okay.
is.
That's
dude,
cool.
She wails.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just like, I'm in love. For real. It was a badass.
I always play School's Out for the
summer.
For summer. The kids when they get out of school.
Or what about No More, Mr. Nice,
nice
Guy.
Poo.
No More, Mr.
I love Alice Cooper.
Oh, Alice Cooper's awesome. Dude, he was like the original goth artist.
I like his Poison song, too.
Oh, yeah.
That one's good.
You know, a band that I really love is The Cure.
Oh, yeah.
With Robert Smith. Yeah. Dude, the song Lullaby. Oh, aww, my God. I learned to play that for...
Yeah.
I learned to play that for my girlfriend because I like the melody to it. I learned to play it not only on my guitar, but on my synthesizer,
oh,
too.
Wow.
It sounds beautiful.
That's
on the
awesome
synthesizer. Oh, it's and all the synth parts.
Oh, okay.
I taught myself that in 2 days. I didn't even get to show her.
That's pretty impressive.
I didn't even get to show her, man.
Well, record it and send it to her.
I'm just waiting. I'm not pushing her out, man.
I know.
I'm not doing
it's
it.
It's hard.
Oh, yeah.
Hang in there.
I'm going to do my best. I'm going to be calling you a lot because, yeah. Anyways. Okay. But yeah, music. Music's great.
Yes, it
you know,
is.
It'll help you through hard times. It'll get you know, music like helps in pretty much everything.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Like you can listen to like I don't care, your favorite band will get you out of any funk. You know, or there's a particular song that'll get you, you know, if you're feeling a certain way, it'll help you feel better. Like the song In Too Deep by Genesis, that's like a love but breakup song. If you think about it, because he goes, you know, I love you, but I just can't take this.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know, I
know
love you, but I'm playing for keeps.
I forgot what that said. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
And although I need you, I cannot make this. You know, I want to, but I'm in too deep.
Deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand that completely.
I love that's that. That's like the song
my
of my life right fucking now.
I understand that completely. Like,
you know?
Oh, my God.
And the, oh, yeah, I love Genesis is a great, they're one of the greatest bands ever, man. Phil Collins is just so talented. Yeah, and then you got, Mike Rutherford and Tony Banks. Those were the three. But Peter Gabriel was originally...
Oh, he's really good.
But he was the lead singer of Genesis in the 70s.
Really?
Yes, he was. He was the original lead singer. Yeah. And then he broke off, and then it became the three that are in Genesis, and Peter Gabriel went and did a solo career and just, like, skyrocketed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got a concert on YouTube of Peter Gabriel. It's called The Growing Up Tour from 2003. I'll send it to you. It's fucking phenomenal.
Have you heard the new guy in Journey? He sounds identical to the old guy.
Oh, that guy's been in there for a while.
I know, but I didn't know that. And Tim's like, that's actually a new person. I'm like, what?
Another one?
No, like, they redid a record in 2024. Did he die?
Well, Stephen Perry. No, Stephen Perry's still alive.
Okay, but the replacement sounds identical.
He does.
It's like, holy shit, I didn't even notice a difference.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
It is. It is. I'm getting a call.
Oh, you're fine.
Podcasting. I'll call back after.
Should
there
we
go.
Shame them right now? I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just playing.
I'm just kidding. It's the friend of mine that I sold the generator for. Oh. I actually got some good money for
her.
Her. So, nice. Yeah. It's really going to help her out. So, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Sorry. Bad manners. But anyways, you know, I can't shake the feeling I've got right now. Right. That's why I'm kind of like letting you kind of do this and that because I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm just trying to think.
You know, I can only hope and pray, and I hate to say this, that she hears this and knows that, like, you know, I just do what you gotta do.
Oh, this is the Tommy Boy one I have. You're not your dad. He can sell a ketchup popsicle to a
woman
in
white
gloves.
That's right.
I was like, wait, I got a Tommy Boy right here. I don't remember that at all.
Oh, yeah.
In the movie. Well, that's another one I haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, I know.
So, can you guess this one?
If I
woke up with my head sewn to the carpet, couldn't be more surprised than I am.
Oh, my God. That's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I was trying to trick you, too.
Nah, I got that one.
We're on a mission from God.
That's we're on a mission from God. Blues Brothers.
Yes.
Oh, like four fried chickens and a coat.
Yeah, you got it. Oh, my God. I actually almost wrote that one down. This one goes way back. You know what hot dogs are made of? Lips and assholes.
Oh, they are. Oh, damn it.
What movie is that? It's an 80s movie.
Oh, fuck.
It's got the John Candy in it.
Wait. Uncle Buck?
Nope.
No, wait.
Dan Aykroyd's in it, too.
Oh, fucking fucker.
The Great Outdoors.
Get
your ass in the car. We gotta beat Uncle Roman home.
Yes, we do.
Oh, how about this one? This is serious. I just sharted a little.
Nice.
Not me, it's the movie line, Jack. Hold on. I'm not going to sit here and say I sharted.
Sorry. I don't know.
Along Came Polly.
Along Came Polly.
It's,
Yeah, I remember that movie, but I don't.
Philip Seymour. Is that his name? Philip Seymour?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah. I was getting it wrong. Mama said the alligators are ornery only because
they. Oh my God! That's Waterboy.
I know, I couldn't even say that.
Cooler!
No toothbrush.
That's right. My mama said that their angry are all angry because they got all them teeth, but no toothbrush.
Fuller, go easy on the Pepsi.
Oh, my God. It's Home Alone, yo. That is great. I'm going to have to sleep on the third floor. At least we wet the bed.
I finally invented something that works.
Oh, my God. Hold on. We got to get you home. Back to the future.
Yeah. I
finally invented something that works.
Woohoo. All right, this one's fun.
You bet your ass it does. Sorry. We got to get this car back to my laboratory. We got to get you home.
So this one is, sorry about that boob graze. It was an accident.
Oh.
It's Jack Black.
Jack Black.
I love Jack Black.
Yeah. Fuck.
The Holiday.
Holiday.
I don't even know if you know that world.
Yeah, I never even watched that movie.
This one's old, too. Fasten your condom seatbelt.
Oh, my God.
Steve Martin.
Wait. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
No.
No, what?
Father of the Bride.
Father of the Bride. Hold on a minute. Fuck. Okay. Wait. What's the one? Oh, yeah. Oh, I got one for you.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to think of how I'm going to do this.
Oh, no.
You ever heard of how do you say it? You ever heard of a ritual sacrifice? I don't follow you. If you keep kissing like that in public again, you're going to be one.
What the hell is that?
Uncle Buck.
Oh. I forgot about that. Oh, my God. That's right. Holy shit.
Damn right.
I love that when he comes out with, like, the drill.
Yes.
He shuts off the light.
Yes. Oh my god. And then they fucking take him out in the middle of nowhere.
I know.
Dude, this shit's classic. I like it when he's like behind the door listening. And he's all
golfing and stuff.
Trying not to cough and shit. He's like behind the door listening and has like the whole thing set. He's all,
oh, I forgot about that.
You know? Shit right? is great. She kicks the fucking door and he like hides and then he goes back and bam! She kicked it twice.
I love that pancake.
Hi, honey. Oh, yeah. You should have seen the bacon. It wouldn't fit through the door. That's the original quote I was going to do. But instead, I thought of the, you know, you ever heard of, you know, sacrifice? You know, it's like, I don't get it. Because like that in public, you get a B one. And that Uncle smoky Buck ass car.
I like the one about the mole he does.
Oh, yeah. He's like, here's a quarter. Take that
thing downtown and have a rat
knot off your face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Shit was epic.
Now I'm thinking Austin Powers. Moly, 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 moly.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Holy moly.
Moly, moly, moly. Austin fucking Powers. We gotta give some love to that
Hell
movie.
Yeah.
It named us. The Random Task.
Do I make you horny, baby? Do I?
Do I make you randy? Yeah. Hello, Mrs. Kissington. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh, dude, I tell you what. If you got laid Gold by just member. Doing that stuff in England, I'm going to England.
One.
But I can't. Dollars. My heart belongs to another. So I'll stay God. Here.
Right.
Serious. Anyways, I gotta get off that. Okay.
Morning, dickhead.
Oh my god.
It's two old guys.
Two old fuckers. Oh wait, Grumpy Old Ben?
Yes! Yeah!
When you said the old dudes, I was like,
this
all
was
right.
an older movie too. It was kind of action, but it's funny. Pop quiz, asshole.
Or oh god damn it. Fuck.
He also says pop quiz.
Hot shot. Oh fuck! Yeah. I know this.
You don't go slow, you.
Oh.
If you don't go slow on a highway, you
speed. Oh, yeah. Speed. That's right.
Don't
That's right.
go.
Keep it over 50.
55.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Stay above 50.
Oh, it is 50.
Fuck.
You know. I love it when the she's like, wait, what does she say? The old guy's like, oh, darn.
Oh, yeah.
When he says, fuck me. He's like, what do you say? He's like, oh darn. I was like, what?
That's that young dude that looks
I
like.
I know.
Oh, what's that fucker's name? I know he's in like a lot of 80s movies,
Alan
though.
Something.
Yeah. Alan Ruck. That's it.
Yeah. Yep. He's in Ferris Bueller. And
Yeah. Do you remember Alan Rickman?
Yeah.
He was the sheriff of Nottingham. That's right.
The Nottingham. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. He's like.
He was such
and
a
keep
dick.
The stitches small.
He was so funny, though.
All right. Raise it to 500 crowns. You know, he's all like, but they love him, sir. Wait a minute. You're telling me that he's robbing from us to get back, and they love him? Yes. Raise it to 1,000 crowns and cancel Christmas.
I forgot about that part.
Cancel you, Christmas. 10:30. You, 10:45. Bring a friend. I'll never forget that shit.
Bring a friend?
It said bring a friend. Dude, the maid Marion in that movie, that lady, Mary something
her.
Or another.
Yes,
dude, she's beautiful, man. Mary, like the curly hair and shit. Oh.
Mary Elizabeth?
Something. Yeah, Mary Elizabeth something, but dude.
She played in The Abyss.
All right, last thing I'm going to say about all this shit is I have always been attracted to three character traits on a woman. I always hope they was all the same. Brunette. Blue eyes, curly hair.
Right.
You know who has all three of those?
Not me.
No. No.
Just kidding.
What do we have for it, Johnny? You're blonde.
Tell
with...
what he's wanting, Bob. Yeah,
that's right. Tell us what we got for it, Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
Oh, my God.
That's another one.
The Shining.
No.
That is. All work and no play make Jack a dull boy.
Oh, my God. These are funny one-liners. I thought they were
Do
funny.
It.
My wife told me to stop impersonating a flamingo, so I had to put my foot down.
Oh, my God. Yes. One-liners, man. Do it.
I'm looking. I'm just.
You're good.
I thought it was going to be movie ones, but it's not.
No, it's okay. I'm just, like I said, my brain is like.
I used to have a handle on life, but then it broke.
No shit. I don't even think I had a handle. I think I kind of had like a string I was hanging on to. A burning fucking rope. That's what it was.
Oh, Weekend at Bernie's. Oh my
Weekend
God.
At
I just
fucking
love
Bernie's.
That movie where he's like, doing.
Who
doing,
invites you out to your house for the weekend and then dies on you?
Bernie.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
The lady's out there screaming at her.
If I ever get rich, quote me on this, people. If I ever get rich, I am having that exact fucking house built.
I know. I
that is my crib, man.
The lady that fucked the dead guy.
Oh, yeah. Like, was everything all right up there?
Never
been
better.
Good. And he's like, he's getting more action dead than I am alive.
That's the greatest movie. Oh, fuck, God, yeah. That's so awesome.
He's like, why don't you still have a stable with Larry? Oh, no, I think I'm going to hang out here at Bernie's. Oh, shit, it's just brilliant. Bernie, though. He's like, you got to kill them, man. Because they discovered that he was skimming money. Oh, you all right?
Oh my God! Note to self: do not eat peanut M&Ms on air.
That's what she said.
I choked on my nuts. I was choking on nuts, dude. I'm like, oh God!
I don't even have to say this one. It's too easy. That's what she said.
I was trying not to. Literally. I'm sorry, but I was like, fuck.
No, you're good. You're good.
No more peanut M&Ms for you.
No more penis M&Ms?
Yes.
Okay.
No more penis M&Ms. We're done.
All right.
I'm going to get them up for Lent.
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 E. With the E.
I said Lent.
If you want Lent, it's on the floor.
I'll go get it from the dryer.
But oh, God. I can't even imagine that.
Go lick it like cotton candy.
Shut up. That is horrible.
You want to like?
Shut up. Dude, I can get ill right now.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
It'd be like eating spiderwebs. I don't know.
Dude, no. I think spiderwebs would be a little easier. But fucking dryer lint, though? You know where half that's been. Like, in people's underwear and clothing. And it, like... coagulated in a fucking, a catch, and it's all like, vroom, 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 and then you get it out, and you're like, damn, there's like 8 shirts in here, and a pair of pants and 2 pairs of underwear, and some socks. Blech, eat that, you'll get $1,000. Give me some peanut butter. That'd make it worse. Give me a beer, and then I'll just shove the lint in there, just drink it down. Fuck it. Oh, dude, that'd be horrible.
Wrong.
Oh, that's really wrong. I'm sorry, everybody. I am sorry. But I'm not, but I am.
He's not.
Screw it. It's whatevs,
don't
man.
Be sorry.
Well, you know.
I think I'm done choking now.
That's what she said. You're leaving it wide open. That's also what she said.
That was crazy. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's usually better when it's crazier.
I'm coughing and shit in their ears.
Ew. Oh, I got a quote for you.
What?
Ew.
Ernest.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I have to go back in my head. Shut up.
Sorry. I had to.
How about this? It looks like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Oh, my God. I know this fucking movie.
It's way back.
Fuck.
1980.
Hey.
I wasn't even born yet.
I was.
I know.
Fucker. All right. What is it?
Airplane.
Airplane.
With Leslie Nielsen.
Yes. Naked Gun movies are the best.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Oh, Jesus. That's the Sandlot.
Yes.
Oh, man.
How about leave the gun, take the cannoli?
No, what?
The Godfather.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I'm making an offer you can't refuse.
Bye, Felicia.
That's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah. I get you. No, I read you. He's like, oh, we already have plenty of towels. Thanks.
A million, so you're saying there's a chance?
That's right.
It's a little
yeah. I read you. So, my God, dude.
Excuse me?
Baking powder? Oh, my God. That's Wayne's World. What is that, Wayne's World 2, where Chris Farley's out there at Wayne's stock, and he's trying to dodge all the balls, and he's like yelling at him. He's like, I have nowhere else to go. that shit was great, man. He's like, always like, brewskis and good times, man. I'm feeling great, man. I'm going to go pick a fight. This shit is the best line in that movie.
Yes, it is.
That when Kim Bates. The fuck was that? It's saying control alt delete.
I don't even have McAfee on here.
Oh, shut it off. Shut it off.
I don't even have it.
Shut off the computer.
No, I got it. Okay.
All right.
It's a.
An ad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to scam you.
Like, what the fuck is happening? I don't even have McAfee.
It's like, it's a
McAfee.
Bomb. Boom.
I know. I was like, where my.
Your laptop's going to blow up. Bang. That would suck.
Your one-liners are gone.
Your what?
I mean, one line.
It's okay. We only have like a minute left anyway, so.
But I had another one. There is no crying in baseball.
Oh, yeah. It's a league of their own. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no crying in baseball.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, my. That's Jaws.
Oh! Bond. James Bond.
Oh, duh. You said it for me.
I know. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, man.
A boy's best friend is his mother.
Not always.
Psycho.
It was that Anthony Perkins.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, dude, that's fucking. Hold on. Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
Yes.
You talking to me?
Oh, that's Taxi.
Driver.
Taxi Driver. Yes, I knew I was missing a word, but I get half credit. So hold on.
I'm gonna make there. Him an offer he can't refuse.
I just said that one. It's the Godfather. Yes, I did. Fuck, my son, my boy like, Sonny doesn't always think before he speaks.
That's right. Busy choking on my nuts.
That's right. Say hello to my little friend.
I couldn't hear over my nuts.
Say hello to my little friend.
Show me the money.
Mine, Scarface.
Oh, mine, Jeremy.
I knew that one. Show me the money. You had me at hello. You know, oh my god.
I love it. I was like, he's like, congratulations, you're still my agent.
Yes.
He makes me
yes.
go through all that shit.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I all love right. Cuba Gooding that movie.
So we are at that time.
Oh.
Yes, we are. I know we could do more, but man, I tell yeah. you what, I think I'm pretty well tapped out.
I know.
I am, man.
I'm
just
tapped out from choking.
There, I had to add that.
No just more M&M's in the studio.
No more penis, penis flavored M&M's, right?
No, no penis flavored.
Chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hands. Oh my god.
Oops.
That is fucked up. But anyhow, yeah, you know that was it was good. Thank you for you know.
So this one could go with you. When you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start soon as possible.
No. You know, I think that was my problem.
You know what movie that is?
No.
When Harry Met Sally.
But dude, that's so true right
I
now.
I love that movie.
You know, you couldn't have, like, did that at a better time.
I know. I was just like, this one goes with you right now. So
thank you.
You're welcome. I thought we'd end on that one. So.
You know, I, yeah.
So can you make that happen? I'm just kidding. No, I'm just
if
playing.
That was to happen.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just saying, if yeah. that was to happen, I want it to happen at a point to where.
Too. Where you're both, yeah.
Where she's okay, you know, because I'm good with where I'm at. Like, I've got a career. I know what I want.
Right.
You know, and the thing of it is, if that's what it takes to grow for yep. her, then I'm all for it, you know? I just,
yep.
I'm just in love.
But life is too short sometimes.
It so. Really is, man, because I don't want, like,
right.
I don't, what I don't want is her to say I'm ready
life
and then, is, I die, then I'm dead.
Right, or life
or
has,
I die the
life
next
has
day.
Life passed you both
or
by.
Like, yeah, or like, you know, I end up getting cancer or something because,
I
like, that's a
that.
Very
oh
real thing, you know what I mean? And that's, like, my fear in life is
right.
that finally everything will come together and I die.
No.
Wow.
You're not leaving me.
I'm going to do my best, man.
Like, you are not leaving.
I'm going to do my best, but if you were listening and you hear any of this, just know that I'm sincere and just take your time and te amo mi amor. That's aww. What I always say. Anyways, that is the Random Task. We are out of here. We'll be back next weekend. You all take care. Be
actually,
kind to one
won't
another.
Be. You
we,
guys,
oh!
You guys can be. I won't be back till. Okay, so I leave May 4th. I'll be back Wednesday,
oh.
May 8th.
Oh, well, all right. Where are you going?
I am actually going to Hocking Hills in Ohio on a hike with my aunt.
Oh, hey. Oh, you're cool,
yeah,
aunt.
Yeah, so I'll have lots of fun stories when I get back.
I love you, auntie. She's the best,
I
man.
I know. She's really fun. I'm looking forward to
she
it.
She tickles me, man. She's great. And she is just a feather. Anyways, I'm out of here. You all be good, and you enjoy your trip, and we'll be
thank
back
you.
When she comes back later.
Bye,
have
everyone.
A good day. Be kind to one another, and don't
be
punch
kind,
people.
Be rewind.
That's old. That's another quote. There we go. All right. Life quote. Be kind. Rewind. And when in doubt, pull it out. I'm sorry.
Hit her
I'm
from
done.
Behind.
Oh, my oh. God. We're done here.
Be
I'll
kind,
talk to you later.
Rewind and hit her from behind.
Know what I'm saying? That's another movie quote.
I know. Maybe we should. They should have had that on the Blockbuster later.
We're the Millers. Oh, man.
What's your I name? Love that movie.
Scotty P. Know what I'm saying? I'm awake and speak
oh,
English and
God,
know what you're saying.
No.
Oh, my
he's
God.
He's making it with his sister.
No regrets. That's my credo. So you have no regrets. Not even a single letter? No, man. I love him. I think you guys should have unprotected sex. You do you, Scotty P. You know what I'm saying? All right. That's enough. I did that for everybody who knows I love that shit. Anyways, be good. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right, bye.
Bye.